Now time for our Royal Valley locker room chat here one final time in 2023, presented by Houlton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Brandon Tabman joined by the Panthers girls basketball coach, that is David Boucher, after a 1-1 week since we last spoke. And coach, let's go back to last Friday, a game against Sabetha on the road, very low scoring, but the Blue Jays able to pull that one out. Let's start there, 27-23, just a few thoughts and takeaways from that game last Friday.
You know, it's a game where both teams struggle to score. You know, we executed. We had 45 shot attempts. And I think Sabetha had 31, and we just, you know, we were able to turn them over and get extra possessions. We were able to get offensive rebounds at times, and at times they're just really good at blocking out and getting things, getting the ball back and limiting our shot attempts. But, you know, the ball just, we just didn't execute enough to get the ball in. But we did everything up to the point of just putting the ball in. We just missed some shots, missed some post moves that were there, and missed some open threes and different things. But overall, our efforts there, our caring is there, our team buy-in is there. And that's what's fun about this group is I think they really do care about each other. And they were heartbroken when they couldn't put the ball in. But they just kept playing and kept battling, and just the game just didn't go our way.
And then you bounce back in a big way. You get a Houlton team that's got good size, some good pieces back from last year, and you get the Wildcats on Tuesday, another low-scoring game. A little bit more points in this one, but you guys are able to hold on for a close win this time, 34-33. Take us down the stretch of that game, and obviously a great way to battle back after a couple of tough losses.
Yeah. I'll say the theme of the game was the girls on the court just kept saying next play, just next play to each other, and they just stayed focused in the moment and stayed present, and they enjoyed the possession by possession game. And you know, we jumped out to a great lead and executed early, and then Houlton came all the way back, and they actually tied it in the late third quarter, and then we went on a quick 7-0 run to extend the lead, and then they cut it back down. Then we extended it to 5, and you know, it was just this back and forth, and we just never allowed them to come all the way back. And so it was a lot of fun to watch our girls execute and play under pressure and do great things under pressure and watch them flourish.
Panthers sitting here at 2-2 with two more games before the break and a trip to Riverside on Friday before a home date with Perry Lecompton to wrap things up next Tuesday. But Coach Riverside, you look at them for the first time this year, pretty much the same team as last season, led by Taylor Weiser, 2A Player of the Year, the runner-up finish, you know, for them in the state tournament. Obviously so much storyline and a lot of buzz around them coming in, a number 2 ranking right now. It starts with Taylor. But, you know, a theme I get from talking to a lot of coaches about Riverside, of course you start with Taylor Weiser, but the guard play outside of her, they got a lot of experience back. They were young a year ago, you know, in the backcourt, but it's pretty much the same core group of girls. And, you know, they are a complete team with obviously one of the best players in the state.
Yeah, and that's what makes them dangerous. And that's why they're the number 2 ranked team in the state, and that's why they got second in the state a year ago. And they're off to a good start here this year. I think the underrated part of Riverside's game is their defense. Taylor's a great rim protector, but their guard pressure and their knowledge of the game and their athleticism on the perimeter, I think, is something that doesn't get talked about enough. And their ability to play deny man defense. And offensively, I mean, they can shoot it, they can handle it, they can drive to the basket and they can feed her inside. And there's a lot of things that you have to respect about Riverside, which makes them really dangerous.
Well, you mentioned defensively they gave up just 30 against Troy, 36 against the 1A D1 champs in Donovan West. They gave up 24 points to Jeff West, and then most recently they beat Sabetha 47-19, so under 20 points to the Blue Jays. And it's not as easy as just making shots. You got to execute, and it's tough when they play as good a defense as they do.
Yeah, you know, that Donovan West team, I know they lost a couple, but that was a good game. You know, and they really had to play, and Troy's solid this year, and I said they played a much more challenging schedule than maybe what it looked like a year ago. They're a complete team, and I really like what their coaching staff has done over the last 2 years. You know, they were new a year ago, and you could see their kids growing and buying into what they were doing. And that's continued on into this season.
Royal Valley girls basketball coach, that is David Boucher. They'll get Riverside on the road Friday, turn around and host Perry Lecompton on Tuesday before the holiday break, and then that first game back January 5th at home against Hiawatha. But starting on Friday, that stretch at Riverside. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck here in the next couple games. We'll talk to you in 2024.
Thanks, Brandon.